请我们看罗马书。
Could we please read Book of Romans?
第八章。
Chapter 8.
28-30.
Verses 28 to 30.
罗马书第八章28-30.
Romans 8, verses 28 through 30.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。是他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
预先所定下的人有召他们来，所召来的人有称他们为义，所称为义的人有叫他们得荣耀。
Moreover, whom he predestined,These he also called, whom he called, these he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified.
请我们有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你，你带领我们再一次来到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you that once again you brought us in your presence.
每一次我们来到你跟前的时候，
Every time as we are gathered before you,
我们感觉我们是站在圣地。
We feel that we're standing in the holy ground.
主啊，我们要除去我们的鞋子。
Lord, we want to take off our sandals.
我们要俯伏在你的面前。
And we want to bow down before you.
我们要对你说，主啊，你有什么吩咐
？Lord, we want to say to you, do you have any word for us?
求你记着你的话，再对我们说话。
May you speak to us once again through your word.
你把我们带到至圣所的里面。
You have brought us into the holiest place.
叫我们能瞻仰你的荣美。
So that we can behold your beauty.
叫我们能听见。你的声音
so that we could hear your word.
主啊，当你说话的时候，我们就活了。
Lord, when you speak, we are quickened.
求你今天早晨
Lord, we pray that this morning,
用你面上的荣光照亮我们。
Enlighten us with the glory of your countenance.
把我们吸引到你自己的里面。
Draw us into yourself.
看见你奇妙的作为
so we could see your wonderful acts,
把赞美荣耀归给你
and then we will give you all the glory and praise
奉主耶稣的名
in the name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Amen
感谢主把我们召集在他的面前
we thank the Lord that once again he gathers in his presence
早晨我们所要交通的
This morning, what we would like to fellowship on
是从罗马书里面来看神永远的旨意
is seeing in the book of Romans the eternal purpose of God.
我们知道罗马书是说到神的福音
We know Romans speaks of the gospel of God.
因为你把罗马书打开的时候
Because as you open the book of Romans,
你就看见说这个是论到神的福音。
You will realize that this is the book that speaks of the gospel of God.
什么是神的福音呢
Then what is the gospel of God?
神的福音就是论到神的儿子耶稣基督。
The gospel of God concerns the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
按照肉体来说他是大卫的儿子
According to the flesh, he was born the seed of David.
但是借着他的复活， 证明他是神的儿子。
But through his resurrection, he declared that he is the Son of God.
所以整本的罗马书就是给我们看见神的福音。
So the whole book of Romans shows us the gospel of God.
给我们看见神的儿子。
It shows us the Son of God.
给我们看见我们的救主。
It enables us to see our Savior.
他为着我们的缘故，他为我们成就了一切的救恩。
Who for our sake has accomplished the all redemption work.
这一个乃是罗马书给我们看见。
And this is what the book of Romans shows us.
但是当你看到罗马书最末后一章的时候，
But as you come to the very last chapter of the book of Romans,
在罗马书第十六章，
In Romans 16,
第二十五节
,Verse 25,
他说唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。
It says, Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began.
这里告诉我们说，他在那里是传的福音。
Here he tells us that
就是耶稣基督。
The gospel.
而这个福音，这位耶稣基督。
And this Christ Jesus.
是照着永固隐藏不言的奥秘。
It's according to the mystery kept before since the world began.
换一句话说，
To put it in another word,
福音是一个奥秘。
The gospel is a mystery.
耶稣基督是一个奥秘。
The Lord Jesus Christ is also a mystery.
而这个奥秘啊，是在永古之前就已经定规的。
And this mystery has already established.Before the world began.
但是这个秘密是在神的心里头。
But the secret is in God's heart.
是隐藏在那里。
Which is hidden.
一直到了现在福音的时代。
Until the present time of the ages of the gospel.
这个奥秘就借着启示把我们显明出来了。
Now this mystery is revealed through revelation.
那么这个奥秘是什么呢？
Then what is this mystery?
这个奥秘就是关于神永远的旨意。
This mystery concerns the God's eternal purpose.
因为在创世之前，
Because before the creation
神还没有创造万有之前，
Before God created all things.
神已经在他的心里有一个主意。
God already had a plan in his heart.
有一件事他要做。
There's one thing he wanted to do.
但是他这个旨意是隐藏在他的心中。
However, this purpose was hidden in his heart.
虽然历史历代他是根据这个旨意在那里工作。
Throughout all generations ages, he worked according to this very purpose.
但是他从来没有很白白地告诉人这个旨意是什么。
Nevertheless, he never told people what his purpose was plainly.
只等到他把他儿子差到这个地上来。
Until he sent his son into the world.
来做一个人
who became a man,
按照人看他是大卫的儿子
according to man's perspective, he was the seed of David.
但是实在他也是神的儿子
but actually he was the son of God.
神的儿子来做人
God's son became man.
他在地上的时候
when he was in the world,
他把这位天上的父向我们显明出来。
He declared to us this heavenly Father.
并且他在十字架上死的时候就把神的救恩为我们成全。
And on the cross, when he was dying, he accomplished the salvation.
那么等到他把这个救恩完成之后，
After he had accomplished the work, salvation.
然后他升到高天，
He ascended on high.
他在那里坐在父神的右边。
There he was seated at the right side of the Heavenly Father.
做我们的大祭司。
He became our high priest.
直到他的工作 完成了。
Until his work is finished.
神永远的旨意得以完成了。
Until God's eternal purpose is accomplished.
他还要回到这个地上来。
Then he will come back to the world again.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道福音的内容。
We know the contents of the gospel.
普通我们读罗马书的时候。
Usually when we read the book of Romans.
我们都注意福音的内容。
We emphasize what the contents of the book is.
我们知道福音替我们做了一些什么事。
We know what are the things that the gospel has accomplished for us.
但是很少的时候。
But rarely.
我们注意到福音的来源福音的根基。
Do we know the origin and the foundation of the gospel?
福音究竟是为什么？
Exactly what's the purpose of this gospel?
神借着福音，他究竟要得着什么？
Exactly what is that God through the gospel wants to gain?
所以我们知道，在福音的背后还有一个旨意在那里。
So we know behind all this gospel there is one purpose.
那个就是神永远的旨意。
And that purpose is God's eternal purpose.
这个旨意是借着福音来显明出来的。
This purpose is manifested through this gospel.
如果我们能明白这个旨意，
If we could understand this purpose,
能叫我们在神面前得以坚固。
Then it will establish us before God.
所以主若愿意的话，
So Lord is willing.
我们这一次愿意与弟兄姊妹一同交通一点神永远的旨意。
We really would like to fellowship with you on God's eternal purpose.
怎样在福音上面把它显明出来了？
How it is revealed in the light of the gospel.
那么主若愿意的话，我们有三个早晨。
Lord is willing, we have three mornings.
我们愿意把在罗马书里头神的福音关乎三方面，我们一同来交通。
We would like to share on the gospel of God in the book of Romans in terms of three aspects.
第一方面就是在罗马书里头，我们看见神的福音在基督徒的身上怎样完成神永远的旨意。
First in the book of Romans, how God's gospel it has accomplished God's eternal purpose in Christians.
那么第二天我们愿意交通在罗马书在福音的上面神的旨意怎样显明在教会的里面。
The second morning, we'd like to share on God's gospel in the light of church, how it is manifested and accomplished.
那么第三天，我们愿意交通看罗马书，明白神的旨意，怎样显明在万物的上面。
On the third day, we will share on how the God's eternal purpose is revealed in the whole creation.
所以借着这三方面我们来看福音究竟为我们成就了多少。
So we like to consider gospel of God exactly how much it has accomplished in these three perspectives.
那么今天早晨我们就要交通第一点。
This morning we like to share on the first perspective.
神永远的旨意在人就是基督徒的身上。
God's eternal purpose in man, in Christian.
我们一打开罗马书的时候，
As we open the book of Romans,
我们就看见说我们人究竟在什么地位上。
We would like to consider exactly in what position man is being placed.
圣经告诉我们说我们人都是不敬虔也没有义。
The Bible tells us us that all men are unrighteous and ungodly.
不敬虔是指着对神说的。
Ungodly speaks toward God.
世界上的人不敬畏神。
All the human beings in this world do not fear God.
不敬畏那一位创造我们的主宰。
They do not fear the one who created us.
我们虽然知道有他。
Oh no, we understand there is God.
但是我们 背叛他。
But we rebel against him.
我们对他没有给他应当有的尊敬。
We do not give him the respect due him.
这是人最大的罪。
This is the greatest sin of man.
很多的时候，我们讲到罪的时候，
A lot of time when we speak of sin,
我们都以为说罪就是你对人做了什么不好的事。
Sin means that you have done some wrongful act toward people.
但是最大的罪孽，
But the greatest sin,
乃是我们的人对创造我们的主宰没有一点敬畏的心。
It's that we do not have the heart of fear toward the Creator who created us all.
因为我们对神没有敬畏。
Because we do not fear Him.
所以我们向人就行出许多的不义来。
So that we work all the unrighteousness toward man.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us this.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Fall short of the glory of God.
很多的时候，我们谈到罪的时候，
So many times when we talk about sin.
恐怕我们还没有信主的时候，
Maybe when we were still non-believers.
我们多多少少都有这样的感觉。
More or less, we felt this way.
当我们听见福音说你有罪的时候，
That at the time when we hear the gospel saying you are a sinner.
我们里面就有一种的反感。
Then we have this repulsive feeling.
我们说我有什么罪呢？
Then we say, what kind of sin do I have?
与世人来比较的时候，
Comparing to the other people.
好像我是清高的。
I'm pretty good.
虽然有的时候也不免有一点的罪。
Although sometimes I do sin a little bit.
因为我们的古语告诉我们说，
Because all Chinese proverbs tell us.
我们也不是圣人，也不是贤人，就难免无罪了。
We're not saints, we're not fairies, of course we will have sins.
但是这些都是很小的事情。
But all these are minimal things.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们说什么叫做罪。
The Bible tells us what is sin.
他说世人都犯了罪。
It says that all have sinned.
那么什么叫做犯罪呢？
What is to sin?
底下说亏缺了神的荣耀。
It continues to say that we have fallen short of the glory of God.
所以按照圣经的定律，
According to the law of the Bible,
罪的定义是什么呢？
What is the definition of sin?
就是亏缺神的荣耀。
It's to come short of the glory of God.
神创造我们人，
God created man.
是造作他自己的形象。
Was done according to his image.
神在我们身上所盼望的，
The hope that God has for us.
是盼望他的荣耀能在我们身上显明出来。
Is that his glory could be manifested in us.
神创造人，
God created man.
要我们也荣耀他，
So that we could glorify him.
但是今天，
But today,
我们看见人的光景，
We see the conditions of man.
人不荣耀神，
Men do not glorify God.
在人的生活的里面，
In the midst of a man's life,
显出许许多多与神的性格相反的东西。
It reveals so many things contrary to God's attributes.
神是爱，
God is love.
但是人满了仇恨，
But man is full of hatred.
神是公义的，
God is righteous.
但是人做了许多不义的事情，
But man have done so many acts of unrighteousness.
神是圣洁的，
God is holy.
但是人是污秽的，不但有污秽的行为，
Not only we have filthy acts,
甚至于在他的幻想的里面都充满了污秽。
Even in our imagination, it's full of filth.
所以我们看见，
So we see it here.
我们人实在亏缺了神的荣耀。
We really come short of the glory of God.
神的旨意。
God's eternal purpose.
要把我们人带到荣耀的里面去。
That he would bring us into glory.
什么是荣耀呢？
Then what is glory?
我们知道在圣经里面，
We know in the Bible.
荣耀这个名词是最难解说的。
This term glory is can be.
什么是荣耀呢？
It's most difficult to be defined what is glory.
每一次神显现的时候，
Every time when God reveals himself,
我们就看见了荣耀。
we see glory.
所以荣耀就是神的自己。
So glory is God himself.
就是神他自己的性情。
It's his very own attributes.
今天神要我们每一个他所造的人。
Today God wants every one of us whom he called.
都进到荣耀的里面去。
To enter into glory.
在我们的一生的中间。
Among all the days of our life.
能把这位的神能显明出来。
That we could reveal this God.
但是我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
We fall short of his glory.
所以这个就是我们的罪。
So this is our sin.
无论是下流人也好
whether you're a man of low class
或者是上流人也好
or a man of higher class
你知道当时有一般的犹太人
you know in those days there are these groups of Jews
他们以为自己是亚伯拉罕的后裔
they felt they were descendants of Abraham
他们是神所特选的子民
they felt they were chosen by God
有神的话有神的约在他们身上
they had God's word God's covenant among them
所以他们以为他们比其他他的人高一等
so they supposed they were higher than the rest of the men
他们有资格来教导世人
and they were qualified to teach all the men
但圣经告诉我们说
but the Bible tells us
虽然他们有这个头脑的知识
although they had this intellectual knowledge
但是他们的生活行为与他们所知道的是相反的
but their daily walk is totally contrary to what they know
所以圣经就下了一个断案
So the Lord passed this judgment on them
就是世人人人都犯了罪
That all men, every man have sinned
没有一个人是例外的
No exception
亏缺了神的荣耀
You all fall short of glory of God
这是世界上人的光景
This is the condition of the sons of man
那么圣经也告诉我们
And also the Bible tells us
罪的工价乃是死
The wages of sin is death
因为神是公义的神
Because God is the righteous God
如果今天我们亏缺了他的荣耀
If today we fall short of his glory
审判一定临到我们的身上
Judgment will come upon us
所以圣经说
So the Bible says
按着定命
It is appointed
人人都有一死
That man shall die
死后且有审判
And their judgment after death
所以罪的工价是死
So the wages of sin is death
这个死不光是指着这个身体的死
This death is not only the physical death
这个不过是第一步
This is simply the first step
这个死是指着我们整个的人都永远迷惘
This death speaks of the whole being being perished
所以我们今天人
So today we men
实在是说是在一个无可指望的地位上
Frankly speaking we are in a condition of hopelessness
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
当我们还没有信主的时候
Before we believe in the Lord
圣灵开始光照我们的时候
As the Holy Spirit started to enlighten us.
叫我们知道我们的罪的时候。
So that we knew our sins.
我想我们每一个人都有这样的感觉。
I believe we all have this kind of feeling.
我们没有盼望。
We had no hope.
我们想做一点好事来弥补一下。
We wanted to do some good deeds to recompense.
但是我们的良心告诉我们说
But our conscience tells us.
没有人因着行律法而可以称义的
No one can be justified by doing, following the laws.
正像从前英国那个斯布珍他所说的
Just as Brother Spurgeon said
当他还没有得救的时候
Before he was saved
他说神是公义的
He said God was righteous
就做神的公义
As far as his righteousness
像我这样的人
A man like me
必定要下地狱
Was supposed to go to hell
没有其他的办法
No other ways
但是感谢神
But we thank God
神因着他慈爱的缘故
Because of his mercy
神爱世界上的人
God so loved the world
他不愿意看见我们落在这样没有指望的光景中
He did not want to see us in these conditions of hopelessness
同时神人可以失败神不能失败
And also man could fail but not God
神永远的旨意 永不改变。
God's eternal purpose never changes.
人可以迟延他的旨意。
Man could delay his will.
但是不能改变他的旨意。
But man can never change his purpose.
所以神为着他自己荣耀的缘故。
So God for the sake of his own glory.
也为着他对我们人怜悯的缘故。
For the sake of his mercy toward man.
他就差遣他的儿子主耶稣基督来到这个世界。
He sent his son, the Lord Jesus, to this world.
道成了肉身。
He became flesh.
住在人的中间。
Tabernacled among men.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们也看见他的荣耀。
We also behold his glory.
如同神都圣子的荣耀。
As that of the beloved Son of God.
所以当我们的主在地上做人的时候。
So as our Lord was man in this world.
就世界来看他不过是一个人。
The world saw it as a mere man.
但是他这个人与世上所有的人都不同。
But this man is totally different from the rest of the sons of man.
因为他充充满满有恩典有真理。
Because he was full of grace and truth.
他讲的话满了真理。
The word he spoke was full of truth.
他所做的满了恩典。
What he did was full of grace.
从来没有人看见过神。
There was never anyone who saw God.
只有在父怀中的独生子把他显明出来了。
Only the beloved son who was in the bosom of God, he declared him.
所以当我们的主在地上的时候。
So when our Lord, when he was on the earth.
他是把神显明出来。
He revealed God.
他告诉我们说神是怎么样的一位神。
He told us what kind of God he was.
也就是说
And also,
他在那里彰显神的荣耀。
He was revealing God's glory there.
他不但一个人在地上这样完成了神永远的旨意。
Not only single-handed, he alone completed God's eternal purpose.
他为着我们众人。
But also for us all.
他到十字架上担当我们的罪。
He bore our sins on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible tells us this.
神设立他做我们的施恩的宝座。
God set him as our, the seat of atonement.
公义的神怎么能称我们这一般罪人为义呢
The righteous God, how can he call us sinners righteous?
都是因着我们的主耶稣
It's all because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
使他成了我们神施恩的宝座。
He has become our seat of atonement.
因为他遵守了神的律法。
Because he has abided all God's law.
你记得在旧约的里面
Do you recall that in Old Testament?
在至圣所的里面
In the most holy place.
有一个约柜。
There was thisArk of Covenant.
这个约柜啊，像一个空的箱子一样。
This Ark of Covenant was just like an empty box.
在约柜的里面有十条的诫命。
And there were ten commandments in this.
但是谁能遵守神的诫命呢
？But who could ever follow God's commandment?
没有人能遵守。
None.
但是上面有一个施恩的宝座。
But upon it there is the seat of grace.
遮盖。在这个约柜的上面
It covers this Ark of Covenant.
那就是告诉我们说
And that tells us,
主耶稣他就是那个施恩的宝座
Now the Lord Jesus is that very seat of grace.
他成就了神一切的律法
He has accomplished all God's laws.
所以他配做我们世人的赎罪祭
So he is worthy to be our sin offering.
宝血怎样晒在施恩的宝座上
As the precious blood is being sprinkled upon the seat.
他用他自己的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
He himself with his own very blood cleansed
好叫,
all our sins.
好叫神能公公义义地向我们施恩。
so that God can give His grace to us in righteousness.
称我们为义。
And He can call us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是罗马书在开始的时候所给我们看见。
Brother and sister, this is what Romans in the very beginning shows us.
从罗马书第一章一直到第五章第十一节。
From chapter 1 through chapter 5:11.
是给我们看见我们所犯的罪。
It shows all the sins we've committed.
无论大的小的罪。
Whether small or great.
主耶稣的宝血，主够有能力都把我们洁净了。
The Lord Jesus' precious blood has cleansed us all from our sins with power.
所以今天我们在神面前蒙恩了。
So today in the presence of God, we have received grace.
我们被神自己称我们为义。
And we are justified by God, He Himself calling us righteous.
我们得以称义，不是凭着我们做了什么。
It's not because we've done anything to be justified.
完全是神在基督耶稣里所赐给我们的恩典。
It's totally because of the grace that God has given to us in Christ Jesus.
我们借着信，我们接受了这个恩典。
Now, through faith, we have received this grace.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, my dear brothers and sisters.
这是福音的第一步。
This is the very first step of the gospel.
福音是把我们带到神的面前。
It brings us before God.
我们本来像浪子一样。
Before, we were just like prodigal sons.
在罪恶过犯的中间。
We were in the midst of sins and trespasses.
现在福音把我们带回到父的家里。
Now the gospel has brought us back to the household of Heavenly Father.
叫我们有称义的地位。
So that we possess this status of being justified.
就是可以站在神的面前。
Then we can stand before Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是莫大的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, this is a tremendous.
谁能站在神的面前呢？
We can ever stand before God.
你知道亚当犯了罪就躲起来了。
You know Adam.After he has sinned, he himself.
没有一个人能站在神的面前。
Nobody could ever stand before God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
在基督耶稣里。
In Christ Jesus.
我们可以坦然无惧。
Boldly.
来到神的面前。
We can come in His presence.
并且能称他为我们的阿爸父。
And also we call Him our Abba Father.
这是何等大的救恩。
What a tremendous salvation this is.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
这个不过是救恩的第一步。
This is only the very beginning of our salvation.
很多的时候
so many times,
我们这样蒙恩，我们非常满意了。
After we have been saved by grace, we're so satisfied.
我们觉得这个没有比这个更好了。
We feel there's nothing that could be better than this.
但是福音是神所预备的。
But the gospel is prepared by God.
他要满足他自己的荣耀。
He wants to satisfy his own glory.
所以这一个赦罪的恩典。
So this grace of atonement.
这个称义。
This justification.
不过是福音的起点。
It's only the starting point of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你千万不要把福音的起点当作你的终点。
Don't you ever take the beginning of the gospel as the end of the gospel.
你要知道在福音的里面还有许许多多神的恩典在。
You have to know there are so many aspects of God's grace in this gospel.
基督耶稣为我们所成就的实在是无限量。
What the Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished for us is boundless.
所以到了罗马书第五章十二节开始。
So it starts from Romans 5:12.
一直到第七章的末了
until the end of chapter 7,
也可以说一直到第八章
or to say all the way through chapter 8,
我们就看见我们的主他为我们再做了一件荣耀的事情。
We see our Lord has done one more glorious thing for us.
感谢赞美主，我们过去所犯的罪一笔勾销了。
We thank and praise the Lord that all the sins we committed are all wiped out.
现在我们在神面前称了义了。
Now we're justified before God.
但是
But
我们发现还有更严重的问题在那里。
We find more serious matters ahead of us.
因为什么呢
？Why？
我们过去所犯的罪虽然已经除掉了
，Although the sins we committed before were wiped out，
虽然我们今天已经得了一个称义的地位了
，Although today we possess the status of being justified，
但是我们发现我们的里面。
We realize inside us,
还有罪住在我们的里面。
Inside us, sin dwells.
所以圣经给我们看见。
So the Bible shows us.
从罗马书第一章到第五章十一节。
From chapter 1 through 5:11.
那里所谈的罪都是多数的罪。
All the sins are in plural.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
意思就是说，是我们天天所犯的各种各样的罪。
It speaks of the daily acts of sins.
这些都是我们罪行。
All these are the acts of sins.
是我们罪的行为。
All the acts of behavior.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当我们的主挂在木头上的时候。
When our Lord was hung on the wood, on the tree.
他亲身担当了我们的重罪。
He himself bore all our sins.
叫我们在罪上死
so that we die to sin,
得以在义上活
and we live to righteousness.
这一个是完全的
This is totally accomplished.
但是呢
But,
我们就发现说罪不但是我们所行的事情
We realize that sin not only speaks of the sinful acts,
我们发现在我们肉体之中有一个罪性在那里。
We realize in our flesh there is this sinfulness.
这个罪性从哪里来的呢
？Where does the sinful nature come from？
这个罪性就是从我们的祖宗亚当遗传下来的。
It comes from our ancestor Adam.
当亚当犯罪的时候
，When he sinned，
他把罪接到他的生命的里面。
He received sin into his life.
所以在亚当的生命里面有一个罪的性情在那里。
So in Adam's life, there is this sinful nature.
这个罪的性情在亚当的生命里头做了王了。
This sinful nature reigned in his life.
所以所有从亚当生的
Also, all the descendants from Adam.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不管你是哪一家生下来的儿女
no matter from which household you were born,
我们回头到我们的祖宗都是亚当
When we turn trace it all back to our forefather, it's Adam
你是美国人你的祖宗也是亚当
Even though you're an American, your forefather is Adam
你是中国人你的祖宗也是亚当
Likewise, if you're Chinese, your ancestor is Adam also
我们都是在亚当里面的人
We're all men in Adam
所以我们这个旧造的生命
So this all nature
是亚当的生命
It's the life Adam
是个堕落的生命
It's a corrupt life
是罪在里面作王的生命
It's a life which sin reigned
那么弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
我们信主之后
After we believe in the Lord
我们以为说现在什么问题都解决了
We suppose now all the problems are settled
从今以后我不会犯罪了
From now on we never sin
感谢赞美主
We thank and praise the
Lord 当你刚刚得救的时候
Right after you're saved
的确有这种情形
Indeed you're acting in
this way 你好像等腾云驾雾一样
you're as though you are on the clouds and moving in the mist
好像什么东西都在你的脚下
and everything is under your feet
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
过了不久
not alone
你发现说外面没有问题里面问题又来了
now not only I have problems outward but even inside also
你不要做的事
the things you don't want to do
因为你得救了
Because you're saved,
你有主的生命在里头
you have the Lord's life in you.
你有许多事情你做得不对
so many things you don't think that are right.
你也不愿意去做
and you're not willing to do them.
不像从前一样
it's not just like before.
从前犯罪啊，乃是娱乐
before when you committed sins, it was pleasure to you.
你骗了人，你很高兴
and you cheated people and you felt pleasure in it.
但是你信了主之后
but after you believe in the Lord,
稀奇
Amazingly,
当你骗了人，你心里难过。
After you cheated people, you feel sorrowful.
你比那个被你骗的人还要难过。
You're even more sorrowful than the one who was cheated by you.
他受骗不过一时过去了。
He was deceived. It's just for one time.
但是你里面的难过一直不过去。
But the sorrowfulness in you will never go
away. 叫你不生不死。
So you were
you're not
in life or death. Have you ever felt this way?
因为你里面有了新的生命。
Because you have this new life in you.
但是。
But,
因为你老旧的生命还在那里
because your old self still there,
所以你就看见你开始有内战了
so you see this inward conflict in you
基督徒啊、
Christians,
就开始发生说里面有两个人在那里打仗了
start realizing that there are two men fighting against one another
好像李伯家、他受孕的时候、里面两个孩子在里头打架一样
just as Rebecca when she was pregnant the two children were fightingfighting inside of her.
按照主给你的新的生命
Now, according to the new life that the Lord gave you,
你要圣洁
you should be holy.
但是那个老旧的生命
the old self, the old life,
他要误会
it was filthy.
越误会越高兴
the filthy it was, the happier it was.
好像那个猪啊在你污泥里滚一样的
just like the pig swallowing in the mud.
但是因为你里面有新的生命
because of this new life in you,
你不愿意再去打滚了
you don't want to swallow in the mud anymore.
但是你不愿意的你偏偏去做
even though you're not willing, but you continue to do it.
你愿意的你不能做
the things you're willing to do, you can't.
所以保罗就这样说
that's why Paul says,
他说这个不是我做的
this is not that
I would do
it, because I don't want to do it.
是我里面的罪所做的
it's the sin that indwells in me.
哎呀我真苦啊
oh, wretched man that I am.
谁能拯救我脱离这个屈死的身体
who can deliver me from this body of death?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
我不知道你现在是不是在这一个阶段里面
I don't know if you are in this stage right now
按照你里面的人你要神的旨意
According to your inward man you want God's eternal purpose
但是你觉得在你的肢体里面
But you feel in yourself
另外有一个律
There is another law
是罪和死的律
Which is the law of sin and death
什么是罪的律呢
What is the law of sin
罪的律就是说
Law of sin is
你不要做的
The things you do not want to do
你偏偏去做
You go ahead and do it
你犯了罪的律了
You have committed this law of sin.
什么是死的律呢?
What is the law of sin?
你要做的。
The things you want to do.
你不能做。
You cannot do.
这个就是死的律。
And this is the law of sin.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
在我们这个肉身的上面。
In our flesh.
在肢体的里面。
In ourselves.
有罪和死的律在那里辖管我们。
We have this law of sin and death controls us.
我真苦啊
Oh, wretched man that I am.
谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
立志为善由得我
To will it is with me.
行出来由不得我
But I do not find a way to perform it.
难道我们的神
Then our God
难道主耶稣的救恩
That the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ
就把我们救到这个不生不死的地位吗
To save us up to this condition of either, neither living or dying
难道得救光是为着将来而不为今天预备吗
Then to save is simply for the time to come not for the present day
难道神为着他自己的荣耀没有为我们预备吗
Is God, for the sake of His own glory, not preparing something for us?
难道基督的救恩有残缺吗?
Is there something incomplete in the Lord Jesus' salvation?
感谢神。
God be thanked.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上为我们所成功的还不只光担当我们的罪。
The Lord Jesus who has accomplished everything on the cross is not only bearing our sins.
圣经告诉我们说
The scripture tells us
当我们的主挂在十字架上的时候
When our Lord was hung on the cross
他是末后的亚当
He was the last Adam.
从神的眼光来看
In the sight of God
世界上只有两个人
There are only two men in this world.
第一个人是亚当。
The first man is Adam.
第二个人是基督。
The second man is Christ.
所以我们的主耶稣基督。
So our Lord Jesus Christ.
他不单是第二个人。
He not only is the second man.
他也是第一个人的最末后的一个子孙。末后的亚当。
He is also the last Adam.
我是姓江。
My last name is Jiang.
我还不是江家的末后的一个子孙。
I'm not the very last descendant of my family.
你知道在大陆啊。
You know, in mainland China.
如果你去看那个墓碑的话。
If you look at all the tombs.
如果这个人死了。
If a person dies.
他的名字就用黑的字。
And the words were inscribed on the tombstone.
但是如果他这个家族啊，那个姓啊，还有人活着。
But as long as their descendants in that name.
那么这个姓啊，还是红的字。
Then that last name would be inscribed on the tombstone.
表明说这一个江家还有后代。
That means in this household of Jiang, there are still descendants living.
但是等到江家没有后代了。
But if there are no more descendants from this Jiang family,
所有的名字都是黑字。
Then all the names on the stone would be in black.
那感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our God.
在神的面前呢、啊、
，Before Him，
这个亚当啊，已经变了红字了。
Now this Adam
字了
has become in red.
因为当我们的主耶稣死在十字架上
，Because when our Lord died on the cross，
他是末后的亚当
，He was the last Adam.
他把亚当完全结束了
，He finished up all the Adam.
然后他从死里复活
And he was resurrected from the dead.
就开始了第二个人的子孙
He started the descendants of the second man.
所以弟兄姊妹你要记得
So brothers and sisters, remember
神已经在基督耶稣里
In Christ Jesus, God has
结束了亚当
finished Adam.
也在基督耶稣里
And also in Christ Jesus,
开始了一个新的人类
has started a new mankind.
当主耶稣钉十字架的时候
When the Lord was crucified,
你与我
you and I,
都在他里面一同钉死了
We're all crucified in him.
他不但担当我们许多的罪
Not only he himself bore all our sins,
他把我们这个罪人也带到十字架上定死了。
He also brought us the sinful man to the cross and crucified it.
对付我们所犯的许许多多的罪。
He deals with all the sinful acts of ours.
是借着主耶稣所流的宝血。
And this is done through the blood shed by Christ.
宝血有能力。
Because this precious blood is powerful.
宝血有功效。
It has efficacy.
洗净我们一切的罪。
To cleanse all our sins.
但是我们这个罪人
But we, the sinful man,
这个犯罪的机关、啊、
this organs that
这一个罪性
the sinful nature,
这个肉体
this flesh,
是怎么样把它拯救呢
then how does our God deliver it?
乃是借着十字架
it is through the cross
主借着他十字架的钉死
now through the crucifixion
把你我与他一同钉死
He crucified you and me together with him
当他死的时候
When he died
你在他里面也已经死了
In him also you died
亚当的族类
All the descendants of Adam
在神的眼中
In God's sight
已经结束了
were finished
现在在基督里面
Now in Christ Jesus,
就来了一个新的人类
We have this new mankind
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
罗马书第六章第六节说
Romans 6:6 tells us
因为知道
Because you know
这是我们应当知道的
This is something we should know
如果你不知道的话
If you do not know this
虽然主在十字架上已经完成了这个救法
Although the Lord has accomplished all the salvation on the cross
但是因为你不知道
But because you do not know
你没有接受。
You do not receive it.
你没有相信。
You do not believe it.
所以没有这个恩典没有临到你的身上。
So the grace has not come upon you.
如果你知道了。
If you know it.
如果你接受了。
If you receive it.
你也相信了。
If you believe it.
像你当初相信主耶稣担当你的罪一样。
Just as the time you believe the Lord Jesus bearing all your sins.
现在你相信他在十字架上把你带去了。
Now you believe on the cross, he took you alone.
他在复活里把你带进来了。
Now in resurrection, he brought you back.
你这样的相信。
You believe in this way.
这个恩典就要临到你的身上。
Then the grace will come upon you.
所以罗马书六章六节说。
So Romans 6:6.
因为知道。
Knowing that.
我的旧人。
My old man.
已经与他同钉十字架
has been crucified with him on the cross
叫罪身灭绝
so that the body of death is done away with
叫我不再做罪的奴仆
so we no longer slaves of sin
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
神的救恩非常的奇妙
God's salvation is tremendously amazing
你知道罪罪性啊在我们的里面
You know the sinful nature indwells us
好像是这个肉体的主人一样
As the master of the flesh
他实在是一个很残暴的主
And he's a very harsh and violent of that master
非常主宰的
Very authoritarian
他不管你的
He does not care about you
他要什么就是什么
Whatever he wants he gets
他不顾你的感觉的
He does not regard your interest
你愿意不愿意他也不管
Whether you're willing or not he doesn't care
他是个暴君啊
He is a terrorist
他在你的里面
He is in you
在哪里做主
He reigns
那么谁在那里去做他的那个管家呢
And who's there being his steward
就是我们的肉体
It is our flesh
我们从亚当接受来的那个性情
The very nature we receive from Adam
就像一个管家一样
Just as a steward
这个主人发一个命令
As the Lord commands
管家就把这个命令接受下来
Now the steward received this command
然后就通知我们的身体是仆人
And he notifies our flesh as our the servants
叫我们的身体去犯罪
So our body goes ahead and
叫我们的手去打人
So we go out and hit people
叫我们的嘴来骂人
So we scold people with our mouth
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
所以你就看见这是我们的光景
This is our condition
那是感谢神
And we thank God
神用什么方法来拯救我们脱离这个罪的主人呢
Now with what that God save us from this master of sin
不是把这个罪性拔掉。
It's not to take out this sinful nature.
我得救的时候。
When I was saved.
我是在圣洁派的人中间得救的。
I was saved among the people of holiness.
圣洁派那一些的人。
And the congregations of that holiness.
他相信说我们有第二个所谓的恩典。
They believe we have the second grace.
第一个恩典是信主耶稣得救。
Now the first grace is when you believe in the Lord Jesus and you're saved.
第二个恩典是信主耶稣把罪根。
Now the second grace is that believing in Jesus Christ and the very root of sinfulness will be taken out.
把你的罪根拔掉了。
They will take out the root of sin.
那么罪根就罪性了。
And the root of sin is your sinful nature. 拔掉
了就不会犯罪了。
Once it's taken out, then you do not sin anymore.
我们为什么要犯罪呢
？Why do we commit sins?
因为有罪性在里头。
Because we have the sinful nature inside us.
所以人生下来就是罪人。
That's why once man is born, is a sinner.
你还没有犯罪呢，已经是罪人了。
Before you commit any sinful acts, you're a sinner.
因为罪性在里头嘛。
Because the sinful nature is in you.
那么拔掉了就没有了。
If it's taken out, then you will be fine.
我是在他们中间得救的。
And I will save among them.
但是可惜。
But it's quite a pity that.
在开大会的时候。
As we're at a special conference.
那一个主管的人呢、啊、
The person who is in charge
大发脾气
He threw a temper tantrum
那么他发脾气怎么办呢
Why did after he blew his temper
他们有一个解说
They had this explanation
这个不是犯罪
Now this is not committing a sin
这是软弱
This is weakness
那么亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Now my dear brothers and sisters
软弱与犯罪有什么不同呢
What's the difference between weakness and sin
所以神的救恩不是把罪根拔掉。
Now, God's salvation is not only to take out the sinful nature.
感谢神他没有这样做。
We thank God that.
如果他真是这样做了。
He did not do that. If he did so.
我们不需要主的恩典了。
We do not need God's grace anymore.
我们自己可以不犯罪了吗？
Because we ourselves don't sin
anymore. 我们需要他做什么呢？
Why do we need God for?
那是感谢神。
But God be thanked.
你离了他，你不能做什么。
Apart from him, you can do nothing.
你天天还得依靠他的恩典。
Daily, you have to depend on his grace.
所以这个罪性还在我们里面啊。
The sinful nature still in us.
什么时候罪性才没有呢？
When will the sinful nature disappear?
当你死了。
Until you die.
所以你活一天，罪性在哪里一天？
As long as you live, then sinful nature lives also.
你没有主的恩典，你一天也不能过日子。
Without the Lord's grace, you cannot live one single day.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
但是主用什么救法来救我们呢？
But with what method that the Lord saved us?
他用隔绝的办法。
He used the method of,
隔绝。
So separate.
Isolation.
With the method of isolation.
罪性在我们肉体的里面。
Now the sinful nature is in our flesh.
他没有办法自己命令我们的身体去犯罪。
It itself cannot command our body to sin.
他要经过我们的肉体才能做。
It has to go through our flesh.
所以主的救法是什么呢？
And what's the Lord's method of salvation?
他让罪性还在里头。
Although he allows the sinfulness dwells in you.
但是叫他与我们的身体隔绝。
But he separates it from our body.
因为知道。
Knowing that.
我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
Our old man has been crucified together with him.
旧人是一个团体的名词。
Now this old man is a corporate name.
肉体是个人的经历。
Now flesh is an individual experience.
所以我们的旧人是一个。
So our old man is one.
就是亚当。
Is Adam.
和一切在亚当里的人。
And all men that's in Adam.
包括你。包括我，感谢主。
That includes you and me. Praise the Lord.
已经与基督同钉十字架。
We're all crucified with Christ Jesus.
2000年前已经钉死了。
Crucified 2000 years ago.
你还没有生下来已经钉死了。
Before even you were born, you were crucified.
因为神没有时间性的。
But because there was no time frame word of
God. 神是永远的神。
God was eternal God.
所以救恩也是永远的。
So the salvation is eternal also.
没有时间性的。
It's not limited by time.
当主耶稣钉十字架。
When the Lord Jesus was crucified,
我们的肉体已经与他同钉十字架。
Our flesh was crucified together with him.
如果这样的话，
if so,
这个罪身呢，
this sinful body
就灭绝了。
What was done away with?
这个灭绝不是说没有了。
It doesn't mean it does not exist anymore.
不是 annihilated.
It's not annihilated.
不是。
No.
这个身体还在呀，你现在身体还在呀。
Your body still exists. That's where you are.
按照原文来说
，But in its original,
是失业的
，It's out of job.
Unemployed.
Unemployed.
Disemployed.
Disemployed.
失业的。
It simply is out of job.
本来你这个身体是犯罪的身体。
Now this body originally was body of sin. This was your occupation.
你不犯罪就失业了。
If you do not sin, then you simply lose your job.
那么现在没有这个罪性在那里，能通过你的肉体要叫他犯罪。
Now there is no longer this sinful nature that calls you to sin through your body.
你不在肉体里头了。
Because you're not in the flesh.
你在基督里面。
You are in Christ.
所以你就看见这个命。命啊，打不通了。
So that you see, this command was simply stopped.
那么这个身体就失业了。
So this body was unemployed.
没有事情做了。
There's nothing to do now.
那么怎么办呢？
And what shall we do?
圣经就告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
要重新把你的身体要献给神做义的奴仆。
Present your body as a slave of righteousness.
所以现在你换了一个主人了。
So now you have a change of the master.
不是 罪做你的主人了。
It's no longer sin that's your master.
现在是恩典做你的主人。
Instead, it's grace that's your master.
你不在律法之下了。
No longer you're under the law.
你在恩典之下。
But you're under grace.
你现在是在基督里面。
You are in Christ.
不是在亚当里面。
No longer in Adam.
所以在基督里面。
So in Christ.
另外一个律就开始功用了。
Another law starts to work.
那就是罗马第八章。
That's what Romans 8 says.
那是生命，圣灵的律，在基督里叫你胜过了罪和死的。
That's the spirit of the life which enable you to be victorious over this law of sin and death.
罪和死的律像地心吸力一样。
Now this law of sin and death is just like the law of gravity.
一直往下面
去。Pulls you down all the time.
但是地心吸力啊，
But this gravity,
它只能在我们这个地球上工作。
Works only in the atmosphere of this earth.
如果今天你在这个地球上，
But as long as today you're in, on earth,
那么地心吸力就工作了。
The gravity is at work.
但是你今天不是我们坐飞机吗？
But today, don't we ride in a plane?
你怎么能超出地心吸力呢？
How could you get out of this law of gravity?
有个更大的能力在那。
Because there is a greater power there.
叫你胜过这个地心吸力。
Enables you to overcome this gravity.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
今天圣灵住在我们里。
Today, the Holy Spirit indwells us.
他是生命的灵。
He is the spirit of life.
他要叫主的生命在我们里面发动。
He's gonna start the Lord's life at work, working in us.
这个生命是复活的生命。
This life is a resurrected life.
是一个升天的生命。
It's a life that ascends on high.
是胜过罪和死的律的生命。
It's the life that prevails against sin and death.
所以叫你今天不但能称义。
So today you're not only justified only.
叫你今天能成圣。
But also you're sanctified.
什么叫做成圣呢？
Now, what is being sanctified?
成圣的意思就是说。
Which means.
让主的生命在你里面活出来。
To live out the Lord's life.
他的生命是圣洁的。
His life is holy life.
他的生命是胜过罪的。
His life overcomes sin.
他的生命是升天的。
His life ascends on high.
他的生命是荣耀的。
His life is glorious.
这是神的生命。
This is God's life.
胜过一切的生命。
Which prevails against all the other lives.
现在这个生命就开始在你的身上。
Now, this very life is now being manifesting in your life.
这个就是罗马书福音的第二段。
Now, this is the second part of the Romans, the gospel.
基督的十字架。
The cross of the Lord.
拯救我们脱离这个罪性。
Saves us from this sinful nature.
叫我们能成圣。
So that we could be sanctified.
能不但在神面前有一个称义的地位。
Not only we have this justified position before God.
并且叫我们能在日常的生活中能有圣洁的生活。
But also in our daily life, we could conduct this holy life.
但是它不停在这里。
But it does not stop here.
圣经给我们看见。
The Bible also shows us.
主耶稣的救恩还有第三段。
There is this third stage of the Lord's salvation.
这个第三段。
This very third stage.
就是根据第二段。
It's based upon the second stage.
当主的生命、主的圣灵住在我们里面。
When the Lord's life, Lord's Spirit indwells us.
带领我们走属天的道路的时候。
That leads us upon this heavenly journey.
不再体贴肉体。
We're not mindful of the flesh anymore.
乃是体贴圣灵。
But we're mindful of the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意照着圣灵在我们里面的引导来做。
We're willing to do according to the guiding of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们就渐渐地长大。
Now in so doing, we're growing up in the Lord.
从在基督里做婴孩的生活。
From being a babe in the Lord.
我们就长大慢慢成为神的种子。
We grow gradually becoming the sons of God.
所以圣经说,
so the Bible
says, 凡被神的灵引导的人,
He who is led by the Holy Spirit,
都是神的儿子。
They are all sons of God.
弟兄姊妹, 神所要的是儿子。
Brothers and sisters, what God wants is son.
像他独生的儿子,
just like his beloved son.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's purpose.
那么我们怎么能 被带进荣耀里面。
Then how can we be led into glory?
就是我们在日常的生活中。
That is in our daily life.
不再去思念体贴肉体。
We no longer meditate on mindful of the flesh.
我们看他像已经死一样。
We reckon that as being dead.
我们就思念体贴圣灵。
We consider and we're mindful of the Holy Spirit.
学习与圣灵合作。
We learn to cooperate with Holy Spirit.
肯舍己背十字架来跟从主。
To deny ourselves, to take up the cross, to follow our Lord.
在成圣的上面
Now in sanctification
是外面的十字架拯救了你
It is the outward cross that has saved you
在进入荣耀的路上
In this way toward glory
这个十字架要进到你的里面
This cross will enter into your heart
在你里面把一切不是出于主的替你除掉
And in you it will work to take away everything that does not belong to the Lord
叫基督的生命在你里面逐渐长大
So that the Lord's life gradually grow in you
那么这个就一方面来说
Now on the one hand
我们要经过许多的苦难
We have to go through so many sufferings
所以圣经才说
So the Bible says so
他说我们要经过许多的艰难才能进到神的国里。
We have to go through many sufferings to try to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们要对付我们的自己。
We have to deal with ourselves.
我们要让我们自己的生命完全置于死地。
We have to put to death totally our self life.
我们要把世界也钉在十字架。
We also crucify the world.
世界看我们在十字架上。
As to the world, we are crucified.
我们看世界在十字架上。
As to us, the world is crucified.
我们完全顺服跟从主。
Completely, we obey and follow the Lord.
虽然外面有一点痛苦。
Although outward, we do have suffering and pain.
但是想到那将来的荣耀就不足介意。
But as we think of the glorious future, this is not worth to
compare with. 在那个时候，我们就感觉祷告的需要。
Then at that time, we have the need to pray.
我们需要时时刻刻依靠主的恩典。
We need to depend on God's grace at any moment.
正像保罗说的。
Just as Paul says.
我今天成了何等的人，是他的恩典。
What a man have I become, it is all through his grace.
没有一点可以自夸。
Nothing I can boast of.
都是他的恩典。
It is all his grace.
他要带我们进到荣耀。
He will lead us all into glory.
所以到了罗马第八章二十八节到三十节的时候。
So when it comes to Romans 8, 28 and through 30.
就给我们看见。
It shows us this.
我们知道万事都互相效力。
We know all things work together.
叫爱主的人得益处。
For good to those who love the Lord.
那么这些爱主的人是谁呢
？Who are these who love the Lord?
底下说
，It continues.
就是按照他的旨意被造的人。
These are the called according to His purpose.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们到医院里头看望弟兄姊妹的时候
as we go to the hospital to visit brothers and sisters,
我们不知道应当用什么话来安慰
we don't know what to say to comfort them.
我们总是用罗马第八章第二十八节
Then we always quote Romans 8:28. Knowing that
万事都互相效力
all things work together for good.
你这个生病也是互相效力
So even in your sickness, things are working out.
你只要爱主就行了
As long as you love the Lord,
你就可以得到益处了
Then you will be benefited from this.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我们用这些圣经啊
as we quote all these passages,
因为底下还有一句啊
we never finish yet because it continues to say,
就是照着他的旨意被造的
according to his purpose, these are called.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你知道不知道你是被召的
Do you know that you are the called?
你知道不知道神呼召你、啊、
Do you know that God called you?
神呼召你有什么旨意呢
And what's his purpose that he called you?
神不是呼召你没有什么意思的
He's not calling you without any meaning to it
神呼召你有目的的
There is a purpose that God called you
是有他的旨意的
There is His purpose in it.
Then
what is His will?
这就是神永远的旨意。
And this is exactly God's eternal purpose. 所以你要看
见说福音啊，就是为着要达到神永远的旨意。
So you have to see this gospel is for the very purpose to reaching God's eternal purpose.
福音把我们带到神永远的旨意里面。
The gospel brings us into God's eternal purpose.
那么神永远的旨意是什么？
Then what is His eternal purpose?
底下就解说了。
Then it explains.
因为神所预先知道的。
For whom He foreknew.
他就预先定规。
He predestined
要把他们磨成他儿子的形象
to be conformed to the image of his son
叫他的儿子能做长子
so that his son will be the firstborn
弟兄姊妹
among the brethren, these brothers and sisters
今天神在我们每一个人身上
today, in each one of us
有一个呼召
God has one calling
这个呼召
and this calling
是照着他的旨意来呼召
Is according to his eternal will.
这个旨意
and his eternal
purpose
is
神预先就知道的
that whom he foreknew.
我们还没有生下来
before we were born.
在永世的里面
in eternity.
神已经知道
God has already known you.
他已经知道你了
He foreknew you already.
他预先就知道的
Those he foreknew.
他知道到福音临到你的时候
He knew that when the gospel came upon you,
你会接受这个福音。
You will receive this gospel.
有的人
Some people,
福音临到他的身上
even though the gospel has come upon them,
他不接受
they refuse it.
因着不接受的缘故
because of this rejection,
他灭亡了
they perish.
他不能怪神
they cannot blame on God.
因为神已经把福音赐给他
because God has already given this gospel to them.
是他自己的不信
It's their own unbelief.
但是感谢神,
But we thank God.
你信了,
you believe.
你接受了主的福音,
you receive the gospel.
他预先所知道的人,
whom he foreknew.
你是他预先所知道的,
you're one of those whom he foreknew.
他就预先定规,
and he predestined.
定规什么呢?
What did he predestine?
叫你上天堂,
so you could go to heaven?
不要下地狱,
so don't go to hell?
不是。
No.
他预先定规的
those he predestined
你这个被召的人
you who are called
你要被磨成基督的形象
you will be conformed to the image of the Christ
弟兄姊妹你想一想
brothers and sisters think of this
就是我们自己
as far as we are concerned
配不配
are we worthy of all this
像不像
are we like him
能不能
Can we ever do that? It seems it's impossible.
你越认识你自己,
the more you know yourself,
你越觉得不可能,
the more you think it's impossible.
但是神是专门做不可能的事,
But God specializes in doing impossible things.
好像可能的事他不要做了,
As though he does not want to things that are possible, because you yourself could do it.
所以他专门做人所不能做的,
So he specializes in the things men cannot do.
他就是要把我们这一班破破烂烂的人
He wants to bring us all these fragmented people.
把我们这一般不配的人
All the we who are unworthy.
他用他福音的恩典
Through the grace of his gospel.
他要来工作在我们身上
He wants to work among us.
不灰心不丧胆
He was never discouraged, never lost heart.
永远不放弃
He would never let us go.
忍耐地做
Our long-suffering God.
要把我们慢慢地改变
Gradually, he's going to conform us.
活成他儿子的形
to the image of his son
叫他的儿子在众子中做长
so that his son would be the firstborn among the brethren
就是说
and that is to say
每一个都像他一样
every single one would be like him
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这是神对于基督徒所定的永远的旨意
this is the eternal purpose of God that he purposed for all the Christians So the Bible says,
他预先所知道的人就召他们来。
Whom he foreknew, he called.
他召来的人
Those he called,
就称他们为义。
These he justified.
他所称为义的人
Those he justified,
就他叫他们得受荣耀。
These he glorified.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是福音要带我们到的地方。
This is the place where the gospel will bring us into.
这是主耶稣他为着我们所成功的救法。
This is the salvation that the Lord Jesus has accomplished for us.
既然这是神的美意。
Now, if this is God's good pleasure,
我们怎么可以自暴自弃?
How could we be so discouraged?
我们怎么可以以为说我只要能上天堂就够了？
How could we ever think that all is good enough for us to go to heaven?
让我今天就凭着我自己来生活。
Today I'll just live by myself.
亏缺神的荣耀。
And then we fall short of His glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters, remember this.
神在我们每一个人的身上，
In each one of us,
所定的旨意是最高的。
The purpose that he purposed is the highest.
是最荣耀的。
It's the most glorious.
因为他是荣耀。
Because he is glorious.
他要借着他的儿子把我们带到荣耀。
Through his son, he's going to lead us into glory.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise God.
这一个就是福音。
This is the gospel.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed.
我们的神，我们敬拜你。
Our God, we worship you.
你在你儿子基督耶稣里所做的是何等的完全。
How complete it is that you have accomplished in your Son Jesus Christ.
你要借着你儿子的福音，把我们带到荣耀里去。
Through your Son's gospel, you will lead us into glory.
你是荣耀的神。
You are the glorious God.
你要我们在你荣耀的里面。
You also want us to be in your glory.
主啊，我们只有俯伏敬拜。
Oh Lord, we could only bow down and worship you.
我们感谢不尽。
We have boundless thanksgiving.
我们愿意你的圣灵在我们里面继续你的善工。
May the Holy Spirit continue the good work.
只等到你的旨意在我们每一个人身上得以彰显。
Until your purpose is manifested in each one of us.
不是为着我们。
Not for our sake.
是为着你的荣耀。
For the sake of your glory.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.